Wait, why don't we build more fucking launch pads for this place?
Like what?
There's one.
Oh, right. Yeah. 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 We only have one way to get up to
and
the ship.
And it took me 2.5 hours to get there this morning.
Well, bro, you
know. 2.5 hours I was just in the car for.
It was so funny about that.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, it's actually...
No, it's nothing. There's not a single thing funny
no,
about it.
No, it's hilarious to me. Because for me, it's like you time traveled. Like, you're a different person now. Like, after those 2.5 hours, like, you have rage. You're not... He's so angry. Yeah. Yeah, you finally got to see a movie in the car. So pissed off.
I got the wrist up like this. I'm watching it. It's not funny though.
Still, just so everyone's clear, it took Cody 2.5 hours to get to the ship today.
And I'm fucking. And here's the thing. My social battery is gone. Also, because I called my mom, and I podcasted with her for an hour. That's what I call conversation with anyone now. Is just podcasting.
Yeah. No, that's what it turns into. Do you notice that when you talk to people? I hate trying to be someone's friend now.
Why? Why?
Because I'm a bad friend. Like,
why? How did
they ask me a simple question? The only person who's ever called me out on it is my driving coach.
Okay.
He like asked me to do a little video with him. He asked me one question. I gave the longest fucking answer. He just looked at the camera and said, "You see how I just asked him to answer me yes or no, and he just wants to hear himself talk?"
Because of this, you think?
I think podcasting, yeah, has turned me into a fucking idiot. Like. People are like, "Oh, do you like hot dogs?" I go, "Well, it depends."
Yeah,
you know? Hot dogs come, and they're like, "Oh, fucking Wikipedia." You know
see,
what I mean?
The thing with me is, my mom will be like, "So, you know, what'd you get up to this weekend?" And I'm like, "Mom, have you seen the video of that fucking moose getting annihilated by that car?"
Yeah. And she's like, "No, I haven't." Anyway, so you
there's a big okay. So I'll tell you what, it's partially my fault. Okay. Let me go to this for a fuck. Okay. Okay, let me finish my bite real fast.
The toilet fire is your fault.
And Finn.
Oh, you're going to get the thing now?
Hmm? Yeah, wait. Oh, God, it's stuck. No, so like I go on Google Maps before I leave.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
I normally do. I know the route. I know it. But, you know, I just like to see it on my thing. Yeah. So I click the launch pad. And it says hour and 40 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's not even letting me take the way I normally do. It's not even showing that way. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's so weird. And so I eventually place a pin down manually to see what the way I normally would take, you know, how bad the traffic is. And it's like 20 minutes longer than the other way. Mm. So it's like, damn, that's crazy. So then I select the other way. So I'm driving, hour and a half. Hour and a half later, I'm like, this is not taking me to the studio. And there's like 4 minutes left. That's when I told you, I was like 30 minutes left or whatever. I was like 4 minutes away from the end of the GPS. And I was talking to my mom and I looked up and I'm like, I'm nowhere close. And I realized I had left the pin... place and I didn't place it to work or to the launch pad. So then I'm like, God fucking damn it. You know, like when you make a mistake and it adds like 20 minutes to your drive, it's just like, those are the times I just drive in silence.
Yeah.
And just like bask in my own fucking stupidness, you know? I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
You know? So then I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. It's going to be fine. You're going to make it there. No one's in, you know, we're not in any rush.
Mm-hmm.
We all are, you know, but I'm trying to like be cool with this. And then I'm on the 405 to get off at the 10 and I fucking take the wrong direction. Is there anything worse than that? Anything worse?
No.
Than taking the wrong exit and going the wrong way on the highway.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that. So then I had to sit there and literally be like, I had to say out loud to myself, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down. It's okay. Silence the whole way here.
And then you just...
2.5 hours. I could have went to fucking San Diego.
That's what I was going to tell you.
I could be on the beach right now in San Diego.
But you're here.
I could be in Mexico right now.
You're here in space with us. Aren't you excited?
No. I am kind of excited.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGPodcast.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGPodcast.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Well, that was only 5 minutes, so
strap in for another hour and 55 minutes.
It's just like your drive, except you're talking the whole time. Yeah. It's the exact same thing, but you're going to talk the whole time. Dude, I've been getting my ass kicked by whatever this is.
What? Oh, the buck?
Bovid.
Bovid?
Yeah,
bootleg. Bofid?
Yeah, bovid.
Bofid?
Yeah, I got
like COVID?
Yeah.
COVID at these ball? No. I tried.
What was that?
A couple of these COVID. No. doesn't work.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a hard ass 2 hours, man. Cody trying to hit a baseball with fucking fly swatter right now.
Also, our best friends are in labor right now.
Oh, sweet.
So that's another thing. I'm like, trying to read my phone. Cause what?
What are they working on?
Yeah, they're just doing hard labor right now.
They're building a house.
Trying to see updates about how the foundation is.
Oh, the concrete's going down now.
Yeah,
nice.
They're laying the foundation right now. Nice. No, so that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
3 weeks before the due date, so it was like all of a sudden we woke up and they're like, hey, we're at the hospital. We're like, holy fuck, it's crazy.
Sorry, I know this is probably a tired thing, but you know when men say we're pregnant,
yeah,
it's like we.
Yeah, I know. I caught myself saying that a couple times.
I know every comedian has already hit on this. That's like had a child, but it's like, can you really say we?
I just do it because like, yeah, I know. I feel like it's a little bit disrespectful, I feel like, to the woman.
Yeah, but also does feel a bit like condescending or like relegating, you know, like, yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
That feels rude, too.
Yeah. I'm not. I guess all fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You pull out a cigarette.
Yeah. So you guys are pregnant.
No.
No, not me.
Not me. Cigar.
Yeah, I'm drinking for all three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
All three of us. Okay. Yeah. Well, no.
You're definitely wasted, yeah.
What?
You're definitely wasted if you're like, all three of them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I meant my wife, my child, and my wife's boyfriend.
Yeah, the father.
My wife's baby's father. Yeah. I'm drinking for all three of them.
Yeah, they're a big old happy family over there. I'm just chilling over here, big hubby, you know? I'm big hubs. I'm big hub. I mean,
yeah, they're a happy family.
Yeah, I don't
know. We just get fucked up.
They're doing good things. Damn, I'm sure to get fucked up.
New channel promo. Brooke and Connor and Zach and Waleed show now have their own brand new channels.
Yeah, so go subscribe.
Just search Brooke and Channel. Brooke and Channel. It is going to be a long 2 hours. Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast and Zach and Waleed Show on YouTube. And subscribe to both of those. They're going to be on their own channels now.
Subscribe to COVIDos.
How you feeling?
I'm finally starting to feel okay. But, yeah, I could. Yesterday we were talking. That was like sitting all weird because I was like trying to keep my neck from like my throat to just work. Yesterday was like, yeah, I've been fighting off whatever the fuck this is, this bovid for the first 5 days, it was just crazy body aches. Couldn't leave my damn bed.
Damn.
Then Alina went to Vegas.
Oh.
So, why? You know. The return of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Is that her residency or something?
No. She's on
she
tour.
Just did one show?
She's on
oh,
tour.
Nice. Yeah. And the first one was in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
But
I did. She went to that show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's I saw some other people at it.
It's a, you know, when Beyonce returns to your city, it's like.
Is she not coming to LA?
Next week she's coming. So it'll be the return of Beyonce.
So why did she go to Vegas? Why did she go to Vegas?
One of our friends is moving to New York, and he's never been to Vegas.
Okay.
So they did like a double. Like,
oh, nice.
Her and all, her and all her friends were like, let's hit Vegas. Yeah.
Why not go to Vegas?
Yeah.
That's a stupid-ass question. Why would you go to Vegas? Maybe because it's the most fun place ever on Earth. Maybe it's because it's the happiest place on Earth.
Yeah. It's like adult Disneyland.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to reinstall.
No way. Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, you were clean, man.
I was clean, yeah. Well, dude, here's what's crazy.
I knew you weren't going to meetings. I knew it.
Dude.
I could tell.
I reinstalled. In four games, I went up two ranks. I was laughing. I'm like, I got to get off this. And so,
did you go down ranks because you didn't play, though?
No, I had a couple bad games, and I went back down to fucking MG2, which is pathetic.
Oh. God.
Yeah.
It's like tough for me to hear that.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry, the reaction's visceral.
I know.
MG what? Two?
MG2, yeah. Ugh. But then I had like a stint of like four or five games, won them all, was putting up buckets.
Nice.
Straight back to DMG.
Yeah. Fuck.
Straight back. Badge.
Yeah. You know. The wife's away, the boys will play.
Yeah. So, you know, so naturally I...
Amen.
Yeah. Naturally, I reinstalled Face It.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And now my ELO is...
Tumbling back into your old habits.
Just two games
relapsing
to Face
harder
It for.
Than,
yeah.
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 Binging harder than you ever have before. Yeah.
So
classic.
And, on Sunday, I woke up and I was like, I don't think I have a fever. So I went go-karting.
Nice. Nice.
I also didn't sleep because I took Sudafed right before. I didn't realize like Sudafed's an upper.
One? Okay, nice.
Yeah. So it was like so 3 in the morning, like I should smoke weed. So I got a little
Wow, high. This sounds like just a combination of horrible things for your health.
Yeah. I was on a bender for Sunday.
Video games, go-karting, and Sudafed?
Yeah, Sudafed. So that was my weekend, man. Ranked up.
Damn.
Cleaned the house a little. Watch some racing.
Did Alina bring home some bread or what?
From?
Vegas?
Oh, no.
Las Vegas?
Oh, no.
No?
She don't touch the...
Oh, okay. She doesn't gamble?
No, but you know what?
What?
Siva sent me a TikTok for a new slot machine. It's like Mario Kart.
What?
So it's got a steering wheel. And the spin button is the horn. And then the bonus is a race.
You're fucking with me.
No, dude.
Wait, look, what is the steering wheel? Like, you turn it to...
Bro, it's full on a video game. You're racing a little car.
No, where is it?
I don't know. I kind of think we need to buy one.
I'm going. Yeah. We need to locate it and buy it.
Dude.
It'd be so funny to, like, collect slot machines.
Yeah. It'd be so funny to collect slot machines and then just have them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. It'd be hilarious, right?
Charge people to
use them.
Yeah, what's this machine called?
Is this it?
Yeah.
What? Where is it in Vegas?
Yeah.
I'm going there on Friday, so I'm gonna have to get my hands on the steering wheel. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone listening right now is like, no,
please,
no,
stop,
no,
stop,
no.
Man, this is awesome. So she brought home no money.
No, just vibes.
See, I'm gambling again. Like, if I gamble now, it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for my own personal enjoyment. It's for my kid. It's not funny. I don't choose, you know, I don't choose to gamble. It's not like I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make some college money for this guy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like my hands are tied, you know?
Yeah.
Which is sad, but.
Running Rich Reels? Holy shit.
Sick name. Fuck.
I can't wait to post this in my office on my story, and I'm like, new racing simulator. Max Verstappen, let's race each other.
Did he win another race or something?
Let me think about that. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I don't know. I saw some headline.
Sorry, let me think. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me think. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What did he win? Explain. Please.
Another race.
I know. Yeah, yeah. What's the big deal?
It's three in a row for that track. So three consecutive years. yeah, that's what it is too. He's tied the record, or broken it, right?
Verstappen tied Sebastian Vettel's all-time record set in 2013 of 9 successive victories, making it 11 for the season, and he leads the championship by 138 points. Well, how's Lewis Hamilton doing? What? Is he not driving?
I think he's third.
Okay.
In the constructors? Is he third or fifth? I forget. Fourth, yeah. Behind Alonso? Yeah. His past race was pretty good, though. You know,
was it?
A lot of weather changes made it spicy.
Nice.
A little spicy.
Nice. Yeah.
But you know, Max is always going to win, so.
Yeah.
There's really no point.
So he's just gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Is he that good?
It's that and the car.
Oh, yeah, right.
But he's just absurdly consistent right now. Like, he does not fuck up.
How much money is he making? Is that not a valid question?
No, I just think it's funny that you always land on that.
Yeah, but, I mean, the money
this
in
cake
F1
is really
just...
good. How much does this bakery make?
How much does it make? Someone look up the revenue of this bakery, please.
Yeah. How much bread are they making here?
I had a fucking milk bar cake last week.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Funfetti one?
Yeah.
Or like the classic birthday cake? That shit hits.
Yeah.
That's the best cake I've ever had.
It's a bit of a basic bitch cake, but it's awesome.
You think so?
I think so. I think it's like a typical LA thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
my first time having it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, milk bar. Did you have the little... donuts, the little rounds?
Yeah, the little like cake pop or the fucking, what are they called? Florets? No.
Well, no, the little round balls.
I know, but what's the name for that? Like the certain kind of chocolates that you buy?
Oh,
they're called? What? Truffles.
Truffles, yeah.
That's what they call them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those things are good.
Did you have the chocolate ones or the?
Strawberry.
Oh, bro. Choco. Choco's the way, man.
So what is this? Is this the revenue of Milk Bar?
Yeah. Max Verstappen's salary.
Oh my, wait, that's this year? 55 million?
Yeah, dude. Yep. Yeah, dude.
I gotta start racing.
What the fuck do you think I'm training for? Yeah, man. All these boys live in Monaco.
So. Sorry. I'm gonna be...
Oh, did your GPS let you know that you're finally here? You've arrived.
In space.
Yeah.
No, I keep looking because they're like about to have their baby, so I just want to know what happens.
Nice.
I was in SF. I met with the CEO of YouTube.
Yeah,
that and I told him what's up.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Hello, sir. Good to meet you.
Yeah.
I was nervous as fuck.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Would you not be?
I think I have a... I don't know. I think there's something wrong with me. I don't say that to, like, whatever. Nervous for me is at most, like, I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not... Yeah, I don't know. I can't say. I probably would be. Probably would be. Yeah.
But it was fine. He was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil, if you're watching this, it went really well. I loved you. No, I did. He was really nice.
Yeah.
I just want him to like promote our channel, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Because he can control that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he's got the big old switch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually how the meeting went. He had a big old switchboard that you got to see.
Yeah.
And he
said like Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
It's all the biggest
flipped
names
on.
Yeah. They're all turned on.
He's dancing his finger around the TMG channel switch. You make me happy. Switch go flippy flippy.
Oh, that's dark.
I mean, it didn't have to be, you know? Maybe you just bring him a cake.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, I like cake.
Yeah. There you go. You're rich.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it takes. You're rich.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Are you? Let me know when you're done.
Oh, I'm done. There's no funny stories. It's just...
Oh. Cody Co name dropping again.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I took off this week and I saw the CEO of YouTube. Sorry. Whoops. Oh, that dent, that's from when I mentioned CEO of YouTube. You know what's really great is I had, dude. So you know my bit about like, it's good to be 30. I'm not fucking 30 when I play Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's a badge on your account and it's a coin. It's a 10-year coin. That means you've had the game for 10 years.
Okay, okay.
And I'm playing with these guys, and they kind of sound older. And then one of them goes, man, we all got that 10-year coin. You know, we're fucking old. I start laughing, and I go, holy shit, I didn't even notice that. And I say, it's good to be 30. And then, oh, no, no, I make some comment, and one of them goes, bro, how old are you? I go, well, 34. And he goes, I'm 35. And then another dude starts laughing. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm one of them's like, shit, I'm close. Like he didn't want to like admit to being close to 30. And then one guy on our team goes,
man, I'm 37.
He sounds like Steve-O. And it was this super surreal moment where I think all of us went, damn. Cause like one guy,
and this
like,
is right after you reinstalled too.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. One guy's playing or he's like making a call out and his kid is just screaming in
no.
the background. Not like crying, just like the kid's playing. And I'm just laughing because we're all then making these jokes about shit that we remember from the game way back.
Okay.
And it was this kind of just surreal thing where we go, bro, like, we can all remember right now.
You guys are like veterans.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's where, you know, that's where my tinnitus comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All those grenades and shit.
Yeah.
But it was like a weird thing where I think all of us were in that moment thinking, fuck, we can remember when we were 17, like screaming out. Then I had another game where it was like four of us had the 10-year coins. And then there was one really young kid raging. Like he almost clutch aces. Like he almost kills all five players and then he dies. And he's like, I wish I could do his voice perfect. But he goes, what the fuck? Where the fuck do my bullets go? I'm shooting him right in the fucking face. And we're all laughing. We're like, bro, it's fine. It's fine. We're like, how old are you, man? He's like, I'm 20.
It's like, relax. Yeah. You got a whole life out of you.
Yeah, and he's like fucking angry. And then he's like, I mean, it's just a piece of shit game. And I said, bro, relax.
Look at that coin, brother. I've been dealing with this shit for over 10 years.
Yeah, no, dude, I go. It
doesn't get any better.
I said the oldest, lamest shit. I said, man, you got to learn how to be chill because if you're mad about this, wait till you call AAA once.
That's
and
funny.
Then like all
giving
the,
him life advice?
Yeah, yeah. And then all the other
sit
guys
down,
are like,
son.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll teach you a lesson.
This other guy goes, oh, bro, wait till your internet gets fucked up in your new apartment. Oh, dude, you're not even.
Yeah, yeah. Just call Verizon one fucking time.
He's like, just wait, man.
Call Spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just so, you know, it definitely felt like, you know, I was out there with the guys at the Legion Hall.
You guys need a new coin for how long you stay clean.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah. I think the relapses would just be, you never.
Then you need a new coin for how often you relapse.
Yeah. It never goes away. Anyway, sorry. Oh, I got one for you. Here's my impression of a construction guy looking at Spotify.
Okay.
Drill music.
Ah, fuck. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Damn, that's good. That's funny.
Here's a
kangaroo looking at Spotify. Hip hop.
Oh wow.
Come on, that was just as bad.
Wow. Here's Here's a teacher in Southern California educating her students on earthquakes.
Okay.
Okay, class. Now, you know what to do? Under the table. Now I'm going to play a little song to kick off the drill.
She just okay.
Drill music? We got it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's... I think the hip-hop one was better than that one.
Damn. Damn, Luke. Luke scoffed at you. That was a scoff.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. I tried, though.
Man, he laughed from the high court over there.
Have you seen... Luke, can you pull up Conor McGregor's most recent Instagram post? He just put this up an hour ago.
Yeah.
I was... watching it on my car in my car while I was driving. You're gonna love this.
Okay, I better. Because if I don't,
no, that's the pinned one.
This is Lambo boat.
Go to the fourth one. That's his. Wait, go back. That one, the second one, where he's looking into the camera. No. One right underneath that. Nope. Yep.
Holy shit!
Wait, is there view? Play the sound for a second. Oh, yeah, just pause it.
This dude is always showing cock, man.
Isn't this good?
He's just always showing cock, man.
Why is he looking like that?
Bro.
How would you describe this for the audio listeners?
I would describe, man, all right, how'd I describe this? Okay, picture Conor McGregor, right? Now picture being forehead to forehead with Conor McGregor. And he's got a big old smile.
Okay.
Picture him like almost cradling you a little bit in his arms.
Oh, you think he's holding
It's almost
you.
Like he's holding you like a baby.
Yeah, okay.
And
but he's also on an exercise bike, by the way.
Yeah, he's shirtless. He's pantsless. And I think those could be boxer briefs or just straight up underwear. I don't know. And he's pedaling, showing cock. That's how I describe it.
And he's on a yacht, too.
Yeah,
he's on a
yacht, yeah.
Oh, and he keeps tilting the camera down at his bulge just so you see it. And the bulge is also gyrating from side to side with the movement of his legs from the exercise bike.
And then he periodically winks at you.
Yeah.
What's the music?
Yeah, just play it for a second. We'll cut it out. Simply Irresistible. Fuck
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
this dude. He's losing it.
It's the chance it's firing up that Irish part of him. Simply Irresistible.
I mean, this does look like a great workout, though. Dude, in like,
oh shit,
Versace, tighty whities.
Yeah,
doing an exercise bike on a yacht,
bro. The post before, God fearing man,
and then go to the next one. Or no, the next one, that one. These were like three in a row, like within hours of each other.
Yeah.
I see what he's doing.
Oh, so has he done this
he's
before?
He's fucking bored.
Yeah.
He's on that part of the family vacation where you're like, fuck, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, he must be a character off camera.
Yeah, anyways, I thought you'd enjoy that.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem. I saw it and the first thing I thought was Noel would love this.
Oh dude, look at this athlete showing cock. That really is yeah, he's lonely out there.
Yeah.
There's literally no one around him to go, bro, relax.
Yeah.
What are you training for? You're not fighting this year. There's no fight this year. What's going on?
So was he gonna fight, and then
he was supposed
he didn't
to fight
like do the drug test
in December? Yeah, and then there was something with the window of time for test,
right?
And then he didn't do it,
right?
Or he wasn't able to,
right? But he's definitely on steroids, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Come on.
Come on.
Not Connor.
Come on,
dude.
Not Connor.
Yeah.
He would never do that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the face of his, or the shape of his face just changed.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
He's eating good.
Yeah. He's a fat man.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that Trump mug?
Which one?
The mugshot?
Oh, yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, all things considered, it's like a good mugshot.
It's a good meme.
Yeah, it's fucking, he nailed it.
I just like his.
He nailed it. Like, that's good.
The
it's so good.
The angles on his eyes are crazy, man. Yeah.
He looks like The Rock.
Nah, man. Look, this? I mean, yes. Yes, sorry, yes. But I just mean the angle of his eyes. Like, they're.
I love the height and the weight.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, what was it?
6'2", 215 pounds, I think, or 6'3".
Solid.
But can you look it up? Because I don't want to misquote, because it's funny. Because there's just no way it's true. And then it's like he self-reported to save time.
Oh, it's interesting.
Like, yeah.
So are you saying he's shorter?
I think he's heavier than that, probably.
Oh, he's hefty? Oh, you think he's thick?
6'3", 215. Like, that's pretty...
pretty lean.
That would be pretty lean, right? Yeah. That'd be pretty svelte. I feel like you have to be kind of built for that.
Yeah. True.
What?
True.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, we don't know big guy weight. We shouldn't speak so confidently.
Wait, what does it say? Trump's booking record declared the former president's height to be 6'3" and his weight 250 pounds, 215, nearly 30 pounds lighter than his disclosed weight at the time of his last official White House physical.
Hey.
He's been cutting, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was bulking back then. Yeah, now he's cutting.
Yeah, he's on the down.
Yeah, he's getting ready for the stage.
Sorry, I'm still chuckling at us confidently speaking on what it means.
Yeah,
to
actually,
be.
I have no fucking idea.
We have no idea.
I just added, I was like, what is it? You know, whatever that is, like 4 or 5 inches taller than me, just add, times that by 10 pounds an inch.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't know what it's like up there.
Yeah.
We're down here with the rest of us.
Yeah, hovering around the 160, 165, you know? How much you win right now?
Probably ass, man.
What? Is that a unit of weight?
Yeah, ass. Yeah.
You get on the scale, it just says ass.
Ass. Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah. It's just letting me know if I got it.
Yeah.
That's my scale.
Yeah, exactly.
Do I still have it? Am I still back there?
No ass.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. More squat. I'm probably down again, you know? I just need to care.
Yeah.
The diet part, I just can't care.
Same. That's my biggest problem right now.
Yeah.
I'm training my ass off, but I just can't. The diet, you just can't out train a bad diet.
Mm.
You can't.
But you can gain pretty easy. I gotta like
gain weight.
Yeah,
yeah. That's my. We have opposite problems.
Yeah. I have to like want to eat.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
I have to want to not to eat. You know. Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard.
Food is such a chore.
It's a chore not to eat food.
Yeah. It's just so boring. You're just sitting there.
It's the most fun thing on earth.
No, when it tastes good, it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the opposite of what you're
saying.
Yeah. But it really does, like, it feels like we're completely, have the same issues, but they're completely at the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, if I committed to eating, I know I'd shoot up to 165, and I'd be looking solid.
Yeah, and I would be at 155. That's where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because it just would make me faster. Like, it's so much easier to run faster and to, like, shave time off your mile time if you're just thinner. Like, and I'm like... I'm training, I'm doing all the speed work I have to, and I'm getting faster, but I knew, like, back when in November, probably, I was, like, around 158 or something like that, and I was just flying. Like, it felt effortless.
Yeah.
And now it just feels like every time I go out there, it's, like, the hardest workout ever.
Yeah.
So.
Man, well, I got to put you in the cart, sweat you out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Took my buddy and his brother on Sunday, and they'd never carted before. So they did the first session and they were like, yeah, so like, is there anything we should be working on? Like, I kind of spun out, but I could see they kind of were like, so is this it? And they were in like some slower carts. And then, so I gave them some tips. I'm like, oh yeah, if you don't hear the limiter on the engine back there, like you're not going fast enough. And If you're lifting here, like, you're definitely not driving hard enough. So I gave them like two things to work on. We get out the carts in the second session and they're like, okay, so yeah, so yeah, like the wheel is a lot, it's a lot heavier. Then on the third one, it's just like off their nose. They're like, I think we're good. I was like, yeah, man. Yeah. So maybe that'll take you down to 155.
You're just sweating.
Sweat it all out.
Just get in the sauna. And I'm getting a good sauna.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So I will be sweating.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been doing... Did I tell you like the cold plunge started giving me like anxiety?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. Like now I'm scared of it. I look at it, I'm like, I can't do it this morning.
Do you look at it and just hear a loud ringing in your head?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you just stare at it, it's like...
That literally happened before. I think I told you that, but like that's what happened after I did it, and it gave me a panic attack. I did the cold plunge, and everything was normal, and then I get out and stand in the shower, and all of a sudden I hear this crazy, like one of my ears just goes deaf, you know when that happens?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, it like you lose hearing, and you're like, what the fuck? And then you just hear a ringing, and I was like, oh no, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then I just got this crazy panic attack.
That's the tidness, man.
Yeah, the tidness.
That's your tidness.
So now I'm scared of it. I can't even walk near it. I can't even look in the direction of it.
On a Halloween, dude, I'm just going to set it up in here instead of your chair.
That'd be fucked up.
You'd be like, no, no, no.
Fuck, we should do a whole episode.
In a cold plunge?
Yeah.
Dude, I want to take a sip of this tea, but I'm afraid because this is one of those, you know, Forever Hots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Stanley.
That shit works.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I can feel the heat coming off, man. I'm afraid.
Kelsey uses like a big ass one of those for like her ice water. And the ice, she'll leave that shit in her car in 110 degree heat in the valley and then get in her car the next day and there's still an ice cube in it.
I think my straw melted.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, I just stained these pants with my fucking tea, man. I'm pissed.
Those pants are sick.
Thanks, man.
What are those? Oh, they're pants.
they're brown?
Brown pants.
Yeah, brown pants.
Okay. Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Google that when I get home. Where to buy brown pants. Man, turns out there's a bunch of stores that sell these fuckers.
Do tea stains come out?
Tea stains?
Yeah.
Do pee stains come out?
Bro, that should be... That's, man, is there like a tea spill podcast called Tea Stains? I feel that would be a better one.
Tea stains?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just cooler than spill.
Yeah,
tea
it's
stains.
Like kind of this. It's kind of like the sequel.
Yeah,
it's like what happens after you spill.
Yeah,
you stain.
Yeah, maybe there's like double up on stain.
Yeah,
you know? Tea stain.
Oh yeah, that's stain. Good.
That's stupid.
That's good. Well, I think I sent this. The CEO fires unpaid intern. Has anyone watched that? Is it good? Is it funny? That didn't sound convincing. Yeah.
That's funny depending on who you are. We watch this funny. And Cody's yeah, agreeing with everyone.
What'd you say? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what was their revenue like?
And Cody puts his CEO pants on. I'm the businessman. That's what Cody does in his house. He puts on black slacks. He's like, I'm boss baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the boss baby.
That's why I search business pants all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Just still trying to find a good pair.
Yeah.
I'm the boss, baby.
Yeah.
Imagine your CEO talking to you like this. Yeah, sure.
What do you mean?
Like, seriously, you knew we were going to talk today. Have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah, I knew that we were going to talk today.
No. This ain't how shit work. It don't work like that. When somebody reaches out to you, the protocol, the process and normal etiquette, what process and protocol? Normal etiquette is that you say something. You don't just say nothing. That's not how this works. Look, honestly, if you were anybody else, I'd say, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my company. That's what I did to my nephew. And that's my fucking nephew. That's my blood. And I
HR just
oh boy.
Here we go again.
Oh boy. Just hella violations.
I love him. You understand what I'm saying? You don't just not say anything. That shit is rude as fuck. Do you understand that?
Hey, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I just knew that we would get together today.
That you sorry, I feel, boy, you sorry. I feel that way. If this ain't what you want to do, resign now. But this shit you got going on is disrespectful.
I have to give credit to the CEO. The way he uses the word fuck is hitting hard.
It's hitting. It's really hitting.
It's hitting hard.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Have you lost your...
I'd be filming this too.
Fucking mind. Yeah, he's like, damn,
I'd
bro.
I'd be filming. Yo, bro.
Yeah, bro. Honestly.
The way you're hitting that shit.
Bro, are you the CEO or is this like a... Is this an audition? You are murdering this shit. Hold on. Keep it going, man. Keep that going. I'm sending this around town. This is crazy what you're doing right here. I love when people, like when you see arguments online and people will call out to someone that is like a family like that or someone that's close to them. It's like, I did this to my best friend. I kicked him in the balls.
Yeah.
And that's my best friend. It's like, oh my God, that's not, you're telling on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't say shit like that.
I told my own blood to go fuck himself. It's like, that's not cool.
Yeah. So what are you going to do to me?
Yeah. So what are you going
to
do to me,
I kicked
then?
My nephew in his ass.
Yeah.
Hole. I put my toe in his ass hole, and that's my nephew. As a CEO of this company, I have the mind to stick my whole knee in your ass.
You ever seen Perverse Family? That's what I did they to did my that. Nephew.
Yeah, they did knee and ass in Perverse Family.
Yeah, they did. What are you going to do to me?
Are we?
Oh,
ever...
nothing. I like you. I hate my family.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. You're cool, man.
Yeah, sorry about this. Oh, I'm still pissed off about my nephew.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in such a bad mood.
Sorry,
right
I'm
now.
Triggered,
sorry, man.
You did something that reminded me of my nephew, and it reminded me of the time when I kicked him in his fucking nuts. And... Sorry, let me just come back down
my
to here.
My own nephew, too. Yeah. That's my blood.
And I love him, but I had to kick him in the balls. You know how that goes, right? You know, you have to kick your own blood in the balls. You got to jam your foot in your nephew's nuts. You know how that goes. It's weird.
You know how it goes. Because
they're small, because he's young. You know, he's only 15. They haven't even fully come out yet.
Yeah.
I kicked him in the balls. One of them wasn't there. My toe went up in his body. My toe was looking for the nut in his stomach.
And that's my nephew.
You know? Anyway, sorry, man. You're cool.
Yeah, you're cool.
So let's talk about that raise. No.
No. Boring.
It's just kind of uncomfortable and it drags. It gets stronger.
Is this to go on for 11 minutes?
So after the video ends, someone talks about it and there's context of how this happened.
And it's 9 minutes of context? Oh, this seems like a bad story.
Wait, who... Is this like a random guy that analyzes this?
Yeah, I think the...
Who would watch a video like this and talk about it for 10 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. 9 minutes of context?
Come on, man.
Are you sure?
That?
Hard cut. So, when he applied... Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So
it turns out he was his nephew.
Yeah.
Which is that's the craziest part.
Yeah.
His own blood.
Yeah, so he's a... But then the guy in the video, it turns out, is the other nephew.
Of the nephew. So they're step nephews.
Yeah, that's... It's just a lot. I want the gist. You know?
Yeah.
Is there
this is why everyone's making... This is why CEOs are all making people come back to the office.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just so they can't film Zoom calls.
Yeah, they can't get caught yelling at their employees anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. CEO gets caught asking for employees' underwear. We're coming back into the office. We need to be at our desks, ready to go. That'd be a good sketch. A CEO barking about how we need to go back in office and we need to be professional. We need to run this company correctly. Thank you. And he stands up and turns around. And he's got assless underwear. Sitting at his computer. Some stupid.
I laughed. It was good.
Some stupid ass, dumb ass fucking joke.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
I'm the type of fucking guy to take 2.5 hours to get to the fucking studio.
No. That's me. And that's not that bad.
You know, honestly, I have to thank you for that. Because I was feeling kind of mid. And then when I saw that text, I went, thank.
Yeah, no. It's both of us now. That just ruined. Like, that just.
You know what make you feel better, honestly?
Fuck, man.
You want a coffee?
I do, actually.
Can
Is
we
there
get,
coffee?
Can we get. Mute this.
Could I smack that?
Oh, no, you got it already? I was gonna hijack his order. I was gonna make him get a vanilla latte.
No, but if I have to wait, what do you mean? Like, I'm gonna order it now and then wait for it?
We get it on the break.
No, but they have coffee right now, right? You have one in hand right now? I need instant relief. I'm the least patient person
alive.
Hey, wait,
can I just explain something really quick? Oh, yeah, come on.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I just want to say, as owners of an organization, we cannot use phrases like, I need instant relief. We can never talk like that, okay?
If you're on a Zoom call.
Yeah. Just generally, we can't come into this building and go, I need some instant relief.
Who's got instant relief for me?
And people's hands are going to start trembling on their computers like, what is he getting at?
My own nephew gave me instant relief.
What does that mean, sir? Use your head. Don't make
Use
me.
Use your head.
Huh?
That's bad. Use your head.
Damn, you pull your dick out on your boss? What the fuck are you doing? You said use your head.
That's good.
Calm down.
That's good.
Holy shit. You ate the cussy right there, bro. Bro ate the cussy. Bro was tasting a different type of coffee bean.
Nice.
Yeah. You know my favorite thing is when there's like a political post on like TikTok and like the comments are, as a Muslim, I agree, parentheses, I'm a white man. It's so dumb, but I love really that funny. Shit. Yeah, dude.
That's good.
Man, you really, you mouthed that coffee. You liked that.
Yeah, it's really good, too. It's strong.
We all heard
fuck.
That, right? We all heard that. You moaned a little.
Because I was thinking about it. Like, no, I was thinking about it, like, on the drive here.
You're thinking about her?
Yeah. Like, an hour into it, that's usually when I would hit my lips, Yeah. So I'm conditioned. It's an hour
lips.
Drive, and then it's like I get instant relief. It hits my lips.
Yeah, yeah.
But then another hour and a half goes by,
yeah.
And I still haven't had any instant relief.
Yeah. Loving that instant
relief. So it's
relief
tough. So that's why,
lips,
exactly.
Do you find this? Do you?
No. Never.
Yeah, I agree. Asians, like what?
Wait, what? Yeah. No, that's not...
Now, do you find that whenever I'm, scrolling Twitter, you don't go on Twitter anymore. So never
no,
mind.
I re-downloaded it.
Oh, you're,
I was
so you're
clean
back
for
on.
Months.
You're back on.
And now I'm back on. I'm weaning myself, I'm in that stage where it's like, no, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to not using it now.
Yeah.
But when someone sends a link, I'll open it and then I might as well scroll a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just, things are going downhill for me fast.
I was scrolling some viral like some tweet that blew up. I was just scrolling replies, and there was a graphic OnlyFans promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I feel everyone inevitably, you hit a point with porn.
From a girl or a guy?
It was a woman.
Okay.
It was a young woman. And where porn just becomes, it's just so absurd. Her face is covered in semen, dude. It's like... And she's like, it was just
on your feed?
Well, it was just in the replies. Like, she's trying to promote her shit. Like, it was she's trying to tag what people were talking about. It's do you want to see glazed?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, whoa. It kind of reminds me of this clip I saw yesterday where it was a young entrepreneurs event in Baltimore. And there's this older lady there. Probably mid-50s. And they're playing Back That Ass Up. And she's just kind of standing, kind of vibing to the music. And it's filmed on a phone. And they're just kind of filming the event. And then the camera pans back. She is chest to concrete. Bouncing her ass up and down.
What?
So at the beginning of the video, she's standing up.
Okay.
And then when the camera it pans away, yeah. when it pans back to her.
Okay. Okay. Like humping the ground?
Yeah. Like shaking
at
her ass.
At a business event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then the DJ says the funniest shit ever. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We cannot have auntie on the floor.
Damn. What'd you do?
The video just like cut there.
Auntie on the floor.
Yeah. But it that's how.
Somebody come find their aunt.
Yeah, that's how that Twitter reply felt.
Imagine the like physical manifestation of that like interaction.
Yeah.
Like people are just talking, like someone says something and they're like, yeah, I don't think
that's
that,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Did you guys see Trump's mugshot?
You want to see a mugshot?
Did you guys see Trump's mugshot? And everyone's like, yeah, man, I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, dude, he looked like this thing. They hold up an image of like a meme or whatever. And then some girl just like walks out of another room with a face full of cum and is like, you should check out my OnlyFans. Like, oh! Yo!
Everyone's like, okay. Bet.
Ooh.
It smells like coconut water in here.
Does cum smell?
Yeah, bro.
No, I guess it does have a. It doesn't stink.
No, but it's got
it
a.
It smells.
It's
though.
Got
it
that
a smell.
Chlorine.
Yeah, yeah, it does. That, chlorine, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Just, that's good.
Yeah, semen or cum.
I saw some TikTok.
Is cum in Webster? Yo.
Semen or cum.
Cum.
Otherwise known as cum. That's the medical term, right? Cum.
Yeah. Wait, term or term? That's such like a high school science video thing. Semen or cum typically has a faint smell caused by a mixture of chemicals such as citric acid and calcium. It may also smell slightly sweet, as it contains fructose.
Ooh.
A strong fishy odor might stem from an infection.
Imagine if I was like, "Does semen smell?" And you're like, "Dude, it smells like fish."
Yeah, my cum smells always... like tuna all the time.
Dude, mine always smells like rotten halibut. What, dude? You don't get that? Come on, right? Anyone else? Can anyone else relate?
Dude, just a roll of sushi. Yo, it tastes
like
cum.
Tastes like how my cum smells. So there was a. I saw some.
Wait,
like,
hold up. A very sweet smell, maybe a sign of diabetes. If your nut tastes like fucking birthday cake, it's diabetes.
That's kind of crazy. Huh?
Whoa.
I saw this TikTok or something that was like. Girls can always tell that a dude has jerked off.
Oh, how?
Because they can like smell it.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I honestly am curious as to if that's true.
Interesting.
Because I just think it'd be a classic thing. Like dudes all along are like thinking that we're just getting away with it, but we're just dumb, you know? And girls are just like, I fucking know you jerked off in the shower this morning.
Yeah.
I can smell. It's just your, you know?
Yeah.
We're walking.
Your wife just walks by. Don't get the drain pregnant.
What? So don't get. I know you fucking jizzed in the drain. Dude, I can smell it. No, I didn't. Trying to. What? Don't be preposterous. Yeah. Just freaking out. Overly freaking out. Yeah. No.
I did not.
I didn't. Babe, what do you think? I'm a fucking degenerate? I didn't jerk off.
I didn't fucking jerk off in the fucking drain. You're crazy,
dude. Disgusting.
Ladies, you know how you know it's a funny meme, like a prank to pull on your man? Really, like, really hunt for an apartment with a flat shower drain. Like in the center.
Okay.
Cause that's like. That's like that.
Oh, you mean like the one where, what do you mean flat?
Like it's flat. Like there's no real slope.
Okay.
Like what's he going to do? Like, shit.
And stomp it.
Shit.
Stomp it through.
Fucking get in there. You're going to catch
waffle
him.
Waffle stomp it through.
Dude, you'll catch
that's
him.
That's the worst. Get one without like big holes, you know?
That too. But
so it just stays on top?
I'm just saying, dude, like, and get one that's particularly square.
Yeah.
So it's flat and square. You'll catch him every time. Just backed up in the corner. He's like, hello? Ow, that's a-
Are you? Were you jerking off in the shower?
No.
This
corner's hotter. The water hits better over here.
Yeah. Why do you have a boner?
This is warm.
Bro. Now I'm just laughing at a couple, like the wife is like in the shower. She notices the shower's not draining. She's like, honey, call the plumber. The shower's not draining. And the guy just a single tear. He's like, okay. Because he knows. Plumber gets there, just puts a snake in. And just a core of jizz and hair. Just.
Oh, that was a bad visual.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was rough.
Like, he's just like an Antarctic ice core.
Oh,
just
God.
Yeah, that's your problem right there.
Oh,
it's full
my
of cum.
God. That's your problem right there. Somebody's been coming in the drain for what looks like years.
Just looks like a fluorescent bulb. Yeah. Yeah, what do you want to do with this? I can melt it down. We can melt it down, recycle it, take a sample, send it to a lab.
You might want to keep this, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're like 70 years old. Honey, the shower isn't draining. Okay. I'll call the plumber. It's time to come clean.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's like my shower. Never. Sometimes Alina will kind of jokingly be like, you beating off in here?
Okay.
And I laugh. I go, absolutely not. That's what? Like our shower. It's pretty much flat.
Oh, okay.
And it's like
so
tiled.
That's the only reason you're not doing it is just like the cum logistics?
I mean, yeah, dude. I'm pretty like.
Otherwise, I fucking would be.
No, yeah. I'm definitely about convenience.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking. Yeah, well, I was going to say it's tiled. So if I had to explain this to her because I'm like, you don't understand cum. Like she's never beat off. So she doesn't get like dealing with it.
Okay, yeah.
So I laughed and said, if I'm jacking off in here, it's got to be in like a.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was like, it's got to be in like a tissue or something. Like, this is the least beat offable shower.
Because you have to, like, figure
it's
out.
It's flat.
You're not
it's
sweep
tiled.
It.
Yeah, no, yeah. Bro, it'll get in, like, the grooves. I have to be down in there with a toothbrush. Like, all right, get in there. And then, like, she has tons of hair. So that shit just, like, it hangs at the top of the drain.
Yeah.
So there's a, it'd just be a, just be a pancake there. I'm not dealing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not
just,
dealing.
Yeah, fucking tapioca pudding.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I just, so I just go play Counter-Strike instead. Like, it's just, you know?
Yeah, jerk off of my computer like a normal guy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Whacking it is like, I've done it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, at this point.
Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm kind of done. Like, I've been kind of done whacking.
Yeah, I've
like,
jerked off all you can, really, you know?
There's nothing else. Nothing else to discover.
Yeah, like who? Like yeah, whatever, yeah, dude. Yeah, like that's how it feels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm a like. Who cares, dude? Who cares?
I'm gonna come.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Checking off.
It takes 7 minutes, and you're fucking tired. You ruin your day.
Yeah, like, that's
what
true,
is
too.
The point?
Yeah, that's true.
For 7 minutes, you're like,
fuck, man.
And then for the subsequent hours, you're like, wait, what did you say to text?
I do that.
To who?
Yeah. No, and there's regret, too.
Yeah.
There's definitely regret.
Yeah. It's the moment.
Especially when you get, like, older. You're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, that's what I
feel. That's what the previous 2 hours, or, like, the preceding 2 hours are. It's like, what the don't jerk off. What are
yeah.
you? Yeah.
I just, like,
jerking
why?
Off is for your 20s.
It really is. Jerkin's for the 20s, man. You know, you know, that's I think we could say that because we're in like committed relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, married men just don't jerk.
Or maybe, yeah, that's what it is. If you're married,
you just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you might, but it's like, who cares?
Some dudes might.
Yeah. I just know me personally, I don't care to.
Yeah.
It's going to fuck my day up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Same page. It's going to fuck my day up.
Yeah.
I'm not jerking off today. It's going to fuck my day up.
Yeah, that's literally me every day. Like, I've had days
it's
where like I'm
basically
like,
the equivalent of sitting in a car for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Yeah.
I jerked off in the car, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I ruined my day.
Yeah. All right.
That's it for this one.
All right, we're gonna go jack off now.
Yeah.
Jerking off is really so stupid. Man.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. What was this? Are you looking at your phone?
Yeah.
She's like, it's fucking, it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, no. Hell no. Hell no.
I'm a morning person, man.
Absolutely.
I'm a morning person.
I know
bro.
You are. You're crazy.
That's when I do everything.
Bro, you're crazy.
I don't do shit at night.
Beating off at 7 a.m.? That is a wild hour to be yakking it, man. Unless you're a construction worker.
So why did you say it ruins your day then? What time are you doing it at?
If you do it before 5 at, you know, but 7 is wild.
I think 3 or 4 is weirder.
P.M.?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's like, I don't know, like you're about to sit down for dinner.
Yeah, it's like turn down
that's
time.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't
you
know.
Reservation at 5. Okay.
Reservation. Wake up. We're late.
Sorry.
Are you hungry? I don't know what the fuck I am right now. I'm just filled with regret.
Yeah.
What's the ideal jerk off time? What? Okay, we can talk about it in the bonus.
Fine.
Yeah, fucking fine. Jesus Christ.
I guess so, dude.
Wait, who am I?
Yeah. A 22-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm a fucking... Yeah, bro, I'm a nut right here. And then I'm going to go to class and learn about Christianity.
Yeah. Yo, nutting is honestly fire.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
22-year-old.
Yeah. Yo, yesterday I came.
Oh, you're a 22-year-old.
Yeah. Yo, yesterday this chick stood me up, so I came in a tissue paper. And then I played Valorant until 4 a.m.
What'd you get up to last night? Fucking busted a nut. What are you doing tonight? Bussing?
Yeah.
More nuts?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
It's just stupid. Yeah. That's how it is to me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know? Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, my God, I'm going to come. Yeah, you and everyone else, man. You and everyone else.
Yeah, what do you think? It's all about you?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
This is
you're reaching climax. Cool.
This is me watching porn. I'm going to come.
Oh, well. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Somebody put on a fucking parade.
Yeah. Oh, two of these people are going to come. Hoorah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Then I start crying. No one cares when I come.
Yeah.
Huh? No one cares when I fucking come. That's why I don't jerk off, because I'm mostly upset that no one pays attention to me when I come.
Oh, man.
This is going to a dark place.
I'm crying. Yeah, that's...
Alina about to bust a nut, and I'm like, I'm going to come too.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely come after...
The ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah, the men always...
Yeah, right?
The men are waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
No, whenever you're ready. Yeah. Whenever you're ready. I'm just...
Keeping it down. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, it's always funny when the snake comes out of the coffee can, huh?
Yeah.
That old prank? Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
When you... Yeah. Oops, yeah.
What do you mean?
It's
like
just
sexually?
Funny. Yeah, yeah. When a dude just fucking... Let's just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Put it back in. There's no putting it back in.
No, it's going back in me now.
The prank is, it's a one-way prank.
Yeah. Ryan, stop jerking off while you're looking at us, dude. Right. We'll end the episode. Holy shit.
Just tell me, what's the ideal time?
As quick as we can get it to the editors.
No, for jerking off. Right, I can't. We'll I don't think I can legally ask you that question, actually.
Yeah.
All right. See you in the bonus.
Bye. This week on The Bone Zone. Here's Noel's dark Reddit post for the week.
Oh my God.
Are you joking? I'm gonna laugh. This is insane.
We talked about some disgusting shit. That was the most disgusting thing that we've seen thus far.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.